Today on Older and Wiser.
What's the worst place to wait in line? The DMV, the post office, airport security? Well, we've got the list.
Also, stupid phrases people use every day, like, it is what it is, or I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I hate that one. Plus, we'll play a game called This or That, the food edition, and we'll see if America agrees with us.
You're listening to Older and Wiser.
I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, along with Susan Sikora in the San Francisco suburbs, and we start today with something we all hate but cannot avoid, and that's standing in line. Susan, what line do you hate the most?
Well, I hate a long line at the grocery store, even though I don't cook, but I shop a lot.
Grocery stores still go with those individual multi-lane things, and you never quite can tell which will be the fastest. How do you decide which lane you're going to go into?
Oh, that's easy. I take a look at, I see, first of all, how many people are there, and then I see what it is they're buying, okay? If they've got a whole load of stuff, I go to the next line, because even though there may be one or two more people there, they may have like one or two items.
I avoid a lane that has a mom and her kids.
Because, now, why do you do that? I was going to say that, but why do you avoid?
Well, they'll be distracted by the kids. They won't be able to pay because they're trying to get the kids taken care of. If I see anybody with coupons in their hands, I go to the next aisle. If I see, it used to be I would not want to get in line behind a woman who had.
Because
if I had the choice between a woman or a man, I would get in line behind a man because women tend to use checks, or they used to. Now they don't do it so much.
I always look to see how big the basket is. That's it.
Here's the other thing that can fool you. You see a big basket, but you don't realize that it's three big things of paper towels. So it's really three items, not 400 items.
Don't, I do.
So don't.
What's wrong with you?
Listen, don't get behind a lady with cats, because she's got those teeny little Fancy Feast cans, and there's 1,000 of them, and each one has to be scanned individually.
You are also, it seems to me like you're dismissing the ability of the checker.
Okay, let's talk about other kinds of lines. Airport security. Does that bother you?
You know, I have not flown in a long time, but yes, when I do fly it does a bit, although I think there's a good reason they're doing this, so better they check and be sure about things.
Let me ask you how aggressive you are when it comes to getting to the front of a line. There are situations where there's no clear line, you know, like where you kind of have to just edge forward and the whole line is funneling down into a little place where you're going through, and you got to keep the space ahead of you filled or somebody else will fill in. How aggressive are you at pushing ahead?
You know what? I'm not. And maybe my New Jersey roots would have made me a little more aggressive at this point in my life, but I've been in California so long, I'm like, if you need to get in there first, go right ahead. In fact, in most cases, I find people here, at least where I am, they'll say, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, it's California mode, right?
Right.
I have a hard time doing it because I'm tall. I'm 6'4", but my wife is very short, and she will literally go between people's legs to get to the front of the line. I have lost her in these situations where we're all crowding in, and I'll see her up at the door. She'll be far ahead of me. She somehow wormed her way to the front.
I don't worm.
She's like a magician that way. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know what? Good luck to her, but I don't worm. she's charming. I know her. She can smile and somebody will go, she seems nice.
Yeah.
Let her go. You know.
She'll pretend like she has a bum leg or something. I've got to get on ahead.
You know.
Let's talk about restaurant lines. Now, I just refuse to wait for dinner. Pretty much. I mean, as I get older, I'm just not anxious to stand around and wait for a table anywhere.
No, not anymore. I mean, the truth is, if I had to wait an hour for a table, no, because you end up going in the bar to have a drink before, maybe.
Right.
Or, you know, what are you going to do otherwise?
Now, in New York, there were some Chinese restaurants that used to serve free wine as you stood on the sidewalk waiting for your table. Now, that's a line I would stand in.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't seen that lately, so good luck with that. And
I mean, if they served white wine at all lines, people would calm down about the line thing.
I guess so, but then they might, you know, have a couple of glasses of wine and then leave.
Do you think it's easier to wait when they tell you how long it's going to be?
I would like to know. I mean, I think most people want to know. I'll tell you where I don't like to wait, and it's really not standing online. I don't like to wait on the phone.
And you never know how long it's going to be. That's a good point. The phone waiting is the worst line in the world. I think you have come up with the worst line in the world.
That is. Although, I've done something now that I didn't do in the beginning, and I've done it, and it works. They'll say, if you don't want to wait in the queue, give us your number, or we'll call you back at this number, put your name in here, and then they'll call you back when it's your turn. If they offer that option, I'll do it.
Some places do estimate the time for you. So when they put you on hold, they'll say, your estimated wait time is 6 minutes, you know, and that's good. That actually calms me down to know that I'm going to wait 6 minutes.
Right.
Don't freak out if the music keeps playing.
Right. And then you can make the decision, because if they don't tell you, then they're making the decision on your time. They're deciding how long it's. And I hate when you're waiting, and then you realize this is really taking a long time. And now you're 20 minutes in. Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
Okay. As old people, we just don't want to wait in line.
You can't buy time.
Can't get it back once it's gone.
Mm-mm. You can have all the money in the world. Your health can be good and great. But you cannot go to the store and get a case of time.
You can't. You cannot. All right. Let's move on to our next topic today. The most annoying phrases in the English language. And we've cooked these up ourselves.
Oh,
and we keep using them, and it's so annoying. This came to us from two different articles. One I found in the Huffington Post and also in Reader's Digest. And at the top of every list seems to be the phrase, it is what it is. Don't you hate it when people say that? Oh, it is what it is.
Well, it's so freaking obvious. I mean, of course it is what it is. Why don't you just take a moment and be quiet?
Yeah. It's a space filler. I think a lot of people don't know what to say, so they fall back on one of their annoying phrases.
Not only that, but if you hear that, somebody is sort of telling you, I think, I really am done with this story, so can you wrap it up?
That's right. It is what it is.
Not going anywhere.
We're not going to be able to fix this. That's the way it goes.
I agree. That's annoying.
At the end of the day, you know, I hear this a lot on the news channels, you know, where they say, well, you know, at the end of the day, Donald Trump is not going to, you know, that kind of thing. At the end of the day, don't you get sick?
And that's a silly place to hear it, because they go 24/7 now. You can probably remember a time, remember when we were little kids, and they showed, you know, they played the Star Spangled Banner, played the American flag.
There is no end of the day.
Carson tones are black. Right. There's no end of the day. TV is on 24/7, or they're running 24/7. So there's no end of the day. It just morphs into the next day.
Exactly. With all due respect,
comes an insult.
With all due respect,
here comes something they're going to say. Here comes the bad thing.
Because there's no respect, right, is the idea.
Ah,
yeah.
It's like, just get to the point where you want to diss me.
What phrase do you hate the most?
Oh, I've got two. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw this coming. Okay. First, this might be a New Jersey one. Have you heard people go, well, the long and short of it is.
Yes, the long and short of it.
Long and short of it?
What does that mean?
And so dare ask this person, what part was the long part?
Right.
The short part. Can we get to that?
I'm not even sure what they're saying with that. What does that
mean?
Long
and short of it. And here's its cousin, its first cousin, which is equally annoying. To make a long story short.
Yeah, to make a long story
short. Excuse me, we passed, you know what I want to say?
We already passed a long story, right?
It's too late for that.
Exactly.
Four paragraphs ago. There's just to make a long story short. Make it short, please.
I hate it when people say, okay, I want you to think out of the box.
Oh, yeah, that's a tired one.
It's just a tired one. Who doesn't want you to think out of the box?
Is in the box.
It's obvious. It's like, no, I only want you to think inside the box. No one ever says that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, how about at this moment in time?
See, that's kind of pointless, I guess. Are you saying that I might change my mind tomorrow, but right now I feel this way? Is that what that means?
I guess. I mean, you're talking in the present time. You don't have to tell me.
You don't have to tell me.
At this moment in time. That doesn't even tell me the time.
I got it. Just saying.
Just saying.
How do these phrases become a part of our everyday language. This is what I don't understand. I mean, I can imagine in a conversation I could have said, I'm just saying that blank, blank, blank. But how did someone turn that into a catchphrase?
I'm not sure. I get part of it might be somebody cool says it or somebody you like says it. And then you think you'll kind of ape it. You know?
Yeah.
That may be part of it. Somebody young does it and I'm older and I want to look cool. So I'll ape it there.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
What is that?
Just saying. Well, to make a long story short, and the long and short of it is, I'm just saying, these are annoying.
Too many things. I mean, basically all these things kind of say nothing. It is I think it's just a way to wrap up the conversation.
Yeah, well, it is. Or, like you said, it's kind of a place filler. I want to keep talking, but I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Here's another one I don't like, but I think it's more a misuse. So it might be when people say, I could care less.
Okay, first of all, that's wrong, right? It isn't I could care less.
I could not care less.
I could not
care less that I care right now. There's no way I could care less about this.
How did?
And everybody says, I could care less.
Yeah, how did that get switched around?
What you really mean is I could care.
Yeah, I could care
either I could care or I couldn't.
I could care. How about this one? I give 110%.
Yeah, right.
It's not possible.
You're absolutely
mathematically
right.
You can only give 100% max. That's the max. I also don't like this one. No worries.
Oh yeah.
Like
no worries.
No worries. Like, well,
or no problem.
I wasn't worried.
This is why they're annoying, because they have a lifespan and eventually most of us don't get we don't get the memo that says this one's over. Okay. Remember cool? Remember how cool was cool?
Yeah.
And then it wasn't a long time. And then it came back and you're going, why are they saying that? That's such an old phrase. Cool.
No.
It's so cool. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Well, finally today, we're going to play a game called This or That, which we found on the very popular website, Zimbio.com, Zimbio. Check it out. They have a bunch of quizzes, among other things. And these quizzes you can play online. And it tells you how your answers compare to everybody else out there who also played the game. So today we're playing the food game. Okay, the first question, would you rather drink only beer or drink only wine?
Drink only wine.
Okay, now we click on that and we see that most people would rather drink only beer, so sorry. Okay. My turn.
All right. Next one. Would you rather never eat meat again or eat meat at every meal?
Well, I can't eat meat at every meal. My digestion would never handle it. So I'm going to go vegetarian and say never eat meat again.
Okay. And that's 27% of people agreed with you.
Most people love their meat. All right. Would you rather eat breakfast food for every meal or eat dinner food for every meal?
I'd eat breakfast food for every meal.
Really?
I like breakfast. Yeah. Even though I'm not a huge meat eater, so I'd probably skip the sausage and bacon and all of that. Once in a while, I'd probably eat a piece of sausage.
It's going to be a lot of cholesterol.
Hash brown potatoes and eggs. Yeah. And toast. Absolutely.
Looks like the crowd went for the meat or the dinner.
I'm sure they did. Yeah,
dinner for every meal. I would have to go with that.
That was closer, right? Okay.
Yeah. You'd have more choices. Breakfast is just eggs, toast, cereal. I just couldn't do that around the clock.
Next one is yours. Would you rather give up sugar or give up gluten?
Well, I love sugar, but I do know that if I want to sustain life, I'm probably better off giving it up. So I'll give up sugar.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. 40% would agree with you. The rest would give up the gluten.
Yeah. Would you rather take a big bite out of a raw onion or eat an entire orange, rind and all?
I'd eat the orange, rind and all.
No
Only
kidding.
Once, probably. Raw onion is... I like raw onion, but it upsets my stomach.
Well, the crowd agreed with you. I would actually eat the onion. I went to Vidalia, Georgia once, where you can literally eat their sweet onions like an apple. And they're very good. I think I could probably manage that better than the... It's like food. Okay.
All right. Next one. You ready?
Yeah.
this is crazy.
This is stupid.
Would you rather swim in a pool of macaroni and cheese or swim in a pool of hot fudge?
Well, this sounds crazy, but I feel like it would be safer to swim in a pool of macaroni and cheese.
See, I can't tell whether you're talking about swimming safety or you're going to get to, you know, stick your tongue out and eat a meal along the way.
I think it would be safer. I feel like you would burn yourself on the hot chocolate overheated. But I think the macaroni and cheese, I could float along on the top and I'd be safe.
Well, 67% of people would do the hot fudge. And
Okay. Our next one is, would you rather eat 25 brownies in 10 minutes. Oh, that's a lot. Or eat 3 bulbs of raw garlic.
Okay. First of all, I would probably do neither of these, but if I had to eat something, I don't know if I'd eat 25, but I would certainly choose the brownies over the garlic.
As would most people, 79% of people agree with you. I would do the garlic because I could digest it. That many brownies, I would throw up. So,
now, if it were roasted garlic, but I think you said raw, right?
I would eat the raw. I mean, we eat garlic. Garlic's good for you. Garlic's healthy.
It's still rough on the tummy for me.
But
I like garlic. I mean, I do. I like it. But roasted garlic, I love.
25 brownies in 10 minutes. That's a whole tray of brownies. That's a lot of brownies.
I told you I'm not doing either one of those.
Okay. All right.
Would you rather drink a 12-ounce mixture of every liquid in your refrigerator? In other words, every liquid that you've got, you put it all in one thing, and 12 ounces of it you're going to drink. Mm-mm. Or eat a cup of mayonnaise. Who made these up?
This
eat
is horrible.
A cup of mayonnaise.
The cup of mayonnaise is disgusting beyond belief, but I have a lot of liquids in my refrigerator. And given the current state of my refrigerator, I would have to go with the mayonnaise because the other thing is just too gross.
Yeah, because who wants to put mix like wine and coffee creamer, right?
53% of people agree with me too. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather give up chocolate forever or give up cheese forever?
Oh, wow. You know, gosh, I'll tell you the truth. I think I'd give up chocolate forever.
No kidding.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I like chocolate. I mean, I love chocolate. Don't get me wrong, but I really do love cheese.
I love cheese too. And it seems like it fills out meals better. But to lose the chocolate thing would be so hard. 54% of people agree with the cheese thing. Yeah.
They would give up the cheese.
They would. Oh, you're right. Would give up the cheese.
They want to give up the chocolate.
So people disagree with you. Yeah.
They give up the cheese. I would give up the chocolate.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Would you rather never eat again and be perfectly fine?
Mm-mm.
Or never sleep again and be perfectly.
I gotta sleep. Whoa. I gotta sleep.
Yeah.
But I could stay up all night and get more done if I didn't sleep. But because you're gonna be perfectly fine, right? So I don't need to sleep. I do feel like sleeping is a big waste of our time. I'm gonna give up sleep. Never sleep again and be perfectly fine.
And most people agreed with you.
Oh, interesting. All righty. Well, our time is up for today. We're glad you joined us. You can find all the links to today's topics on our website. All you have to do is click The Survey Says.
And for all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus, visit olderandwiser.com. See you next time.